Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, this is Prophet Latasha, or Apostle Latasha, coming to you today just to talk about my new book titled Drug Meetings, The Injured Parties. Again, the title is Drug Meetings, The Injured Parties. And I know it's been a while. And I am in school, so I have not been on any really social media for a while because of the fact that I am in school. And when I do take breaks from school, I am writing books for the kingdom of God. These books I have written of course, as I said before, Drug Meetings, The Injured Parties, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice, Ain't Nobody's Business, Ransom, and Another Armageddon. Those books I've written thus far. And these books, as I said before, if you have listened to me on here or even YouTube, that these books are for the ministry of the gospel. These are books about people, maybe books about people who know the law, who don't know the Lord. Non-fictional, of course, but I wanted the Lord wanted to give, you know, to give real stories. That you know, Christ says he's come to save the lost, not those who are well. And so God wants me to write books that is first of his love for those who are lost. You know, basically that's what I'm doing. I'm you know reaching the lost. But at any rate, even the saved who are Christian can read these books. Not every time the book's going to be like somebody's going to church and their life is going well, you know, and things are moving forward or just the fact they may have a little problem. But it's about those type of people. These books are going to be about those type of people and about those people who don't know Christ at all or whoever who may have went to church, no longer in church. These people may be a Christian. They may be a Catholic. They may be Presbyterian. They may be Lutheran. God deals with us all, and this is about God making contact with these fictional characters and showing himself as Jesus Christ, as Lord, as the risen Savior, as the man who died on the cross for their sins, our sins, and he's making himself known, making his presence known to these fictional characters. And these fictional characters that I display in a book to show people who doesn't know Christ and show the hand of God, those who they never experienced Christ, and they may have unbeknownst to them, or if they look back on their life, they can say, you know what, maybe there was God, and you know, acknowledge that Christ is, you know, that Christ was there, whatever the case may be. Or those who want to denounce Christ in his book, it's anointed on it, if it bring life to fictional characters, that it can touch people's heart to turn their life to Christ. So this type of books that I have that I'm writing, or I have written. And again, these books can be purchased on www.amazon.com. Again, that's www.amazon.com. You can look under my name, Latasha V. Forbes, or Latasha Forbes, or Prophetess Latasha Forbes, and you can purchase these books. You can reach me on a lot of social media, a medium like Twitter, LB Forbes, I believe it is, or Prophet Latasha. Google Latasha Forbes, Apostle Latasha Forbes, Facebook Latasha Forbes, Apostle Latasha Forbes, Instagram Apostle Latasha Forbes, Book Movement Latasha Forbes, Apostle Latasha Forbes, and various other social media. I think Black Preachers, I believe it is, Essence, wherever. I try to put myself out there for these books to be seen and recognized, and so I just put myself out there in that way, in that aspect. The purpose of sharing the gospel. Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice is actually a book that's written about my life, personal life, plus a teaching experience. God wanted me to teach on obedience to him and the things through my disobedience. I'm able to teach someone else about obedience to God. And Ransom, Another Armageddon, Drug Meetings, Ain't Nobody's Business, actually are short stories. They're not novels. They're short stories. But that originally, these short stories, there wasn't really book ideas. It was actually film ideas, these things I want to put in film. I want to put it on the movie screen. I want to put it on CD. I mean, sorry, on DVD for those to view. And so I'm putting book forms in hopes to believe in God that it will spread abroad and get to that level or that plateau of going nationwide film or DVD wise and for the kingdom of God, for the preaching of the gospel and reaching people's home and, you know, giving stories about people's life, fictional characters' lives that, you know, may attest to their lives, attest to someone they may know, you know. But again, it's all about reaching their hearts and them turning their lives to Christ and recognize Christ. Jesus Christ lives, he reigns, he moves, you know, and the Bible says that we are nothing without him. Everything that was made through Christ. So that's the point that I want to get out there. You know, Jesus told me, you know, and which is in the Bible as well, if I be lifted up, he will draw all men to him. And that's my purpose, is lifting him up, drawing people to him, drawing people to Christ, knowing who Christ is and knowing their place in this world and, you know, not to die in sin, to recognize who Satan is and to get rid of him, get rid of sin, and to recognize that we have a loving Father, a loving God, a loving Savior. And that's my whole point. The whole point of me writing these books. That was this is the main focus. Winning people for the cross, winning lost for Jesus Christ. You know, it's not so much for Jesus Christ and the Father's benefit, but it's for their benefit, for my benefit, for us to give our lives to Christ, because if we don't, we'll spend eternity in hell. And that's a place that, you know, God does not want us to be, because he said that he wished no one to perish. But it's our sin that's open, broadening the hole of hell because of our sins. And, you know, we harden our hearts and we reject Christ. And that's what get us into hell. But purpose of this book, again, I urge you, applaud you to spread the word and get people, turn people on to these books. And I so appreciate it, you know, that you support my ministry. I'm also pretty soon praying to God. God has already shown me a building. I am a resident of Louisiana. And God has told me that, you know, I am called to preach. He has told me this is my season to preach, I believe. And I know he said that. And he's already pinpointed a building for me. You know, and just believe in God that the doors will open, the finances will come. I'm not looking for you to donate anything. I'm not asking for that. What I'm asking for is prayer, and that those doors will open. God has a way of doing things, and his way of is making things happening on his own to show his glory. So believe in God that building, that I'll secure that for his glory, and the church is called God's Household of Faith Church. Again, God's Household of Faith Church. And we live in Baton Rouge. I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So that this is where the church is going to be stationed in, you know, where I live. So be in prayer for me that the enemy has been fighting. I've been battling demonic oppression, and the enemy's been fighting me to keep me, don't want me to give up and just say, you know what, forget it. You know, I'm done with it. And because, you know, I believe in God. It's the question of me to believe in God. That's not an issue. But if he can drag on this long enough for me to get tired, you know what, I don't want it. That's okay. And that's his end goal. And I've been battling oppression for the last year. He's been attacking me in all kind of areas, financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. He's been bombarding me. And so these things that I have out here, that's his way of saying, you know, I'm just trying to stop you from accomplishing what God has, the purpose you have in your life. And that's, I don't want that. And I have been fighting that and fasting and praying and believing God to, you know, to see this thing through. And so keep me in your prayers. Not anything demonic. I don't want no foolishness. I don't want no foolish prayers. And I reject that. I plead the blood against any foolish prayers. They would not come to pass in the name of Jesus. But righteous prayers, godly prayers. It's not a question that God said. He did say it. saying the prayers, you know, God, to fulfill the promises He has in my life, and for me to have victory in this area so I can go into the next chapter of my life and on the next phase of my life, walking in my calling, fulfilling my calling, fulfilling my assignment. My assignment is great. So the enemy is really having fighting it all because my assignment is vast. It's great. It's more than what I thought it was. And God, keep putting my spirit that, you know, your assignment is more than what you think it is. It's greater than what you think it is. And the enemy has really been fighting me on this, and I've been having great resistance. But, you know, we just want to tear that wall, that resistance down in the mighty name of Jesus. And so I thank you for your prayers. Those who are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, love Jesus, Jesus love you, you're living right. Those, I want those righteous prayers, not no foolishness. Again, I don't want any foolishness. I want those righteous prayers. Again, you can also, when you purchase a book, if you want to, you can always go on Amazon.com, and you can also rate the book. Again, the books are self-published. I did it. So I'm the editor, I'm the writer, I'm the chief, I'm everything. And out there, by faith, I put it out there. And if you purchase, I need book reviews. And let's take this thing all the way. So those, again, those, this is what I'm on here for today. It's the top of my book, Obedience, Rather Than Sacrifice, Drug and Meetings. It's my latest book. And also this year, there will be another one coming out every year. It's going to be a trilogy. I believe it's going to be a trilogy. So I feel in my spirit. The book is going to be called The Other Community. And this book, I had a dream. It's so real. And what I was seeing, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But as I was talking to the Lord in my vision or dream in sleep, and I said, what is the name of this book? What is it called? He said, The Other Community. And what I was seeing, I was like, well, Lord, I mean, if anything, I want to have Jesus Christ in it. But I had to let the movie, what he was showing me, to play out. And I was shocked beyond belief because it was so real. It's interesting. He gave me a small synopsis of the book. And as I write, he'd give me the rest of it. And I really do feel like in my spirit it's going to be a trilogy. So this year, 2015, 16, and 17, I believe it's going to, the same book is going to play out once a year. And it's called The Other Community. It's going to be a great book, I believe, because of that. Not because I'm writing, because what I've seen, and I know when I write something, the Holy Spirit feeds it to me, give it what you want me to say, what we write. And it's interesting, something out. So, again, this is Apostle or Prophetess Latasha V. Forbes. And I just took the time out to speak to you about my latest book, Drug Meetings, The Injured Parties. It's already out with four of the books that is out as well. Please pick up your copy, rather book form or e-book, and support this ministry, my church. I said again, its name is God's Household of Faith Church, based in Louisiana. And so let's also be praying about that issue and praying for me. And as I pray for you, I pray that God's blessing and peace be upon you and plenty be upon your life and your household, that people will be saved, turn around. I thank you, Lord God, for you nourishing your people with the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise. I thank you, and I bind the hand of the enemy off of your lives today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.